With your Project Nerd News Break for Friday, April 9th, I'm Justin Howard. The numbers for Godzilla vs. Kong are in, and they are as massive as the dueling monsters. The film earned $48.5 million domestically in its first 5 days in theaters, and $32.2 million over the three-day Easter weekend. So far, it's made more than $285 million globally. Taylor Swift's Fearless, Taylor's version, drops today. The album is a re-recording of her 2008 album. Swift is re-recording previous albums after Scooter Braun's Big Machine Records purchased her masters. LG announced on Monday that it will be shutting down its mobile phone division, citing years of losses as the deciding factor. The division is expected to cease operations on July 31st. However, LG has stated that some of their existing models may continue to be sold. And finally, Apple and Epic Games have laid out what they will each argue ahead of an antitrust trial scheduled to start next month. The two companies have been in a legal battle after Epic Games, best known for Fortnite, tried to avoid Apple's 30% App Store fee. That led Apple to remove Fortnite from its App Store. In the separate filings, Apple will make several arguments, the largest being its 30% commission is similar to other online software stores like Google Play and has decreased over time. Also, Apple faces competition both for iPhones as well as other platforms to play games. Among Epic's arguments, their largest arguments will be that because of Apple's 30% commission fee, software developers have had to raise iPhone software prices, causing consumers to pay more, Fortnite being an example. Epic will also argue that Apple forces consumers to bear high cost to stop using Apple products, essentially locking them in and therefore accumulating more customers. Epic will also argue that Apple controls the only way to install software on an iPhone through the App Store. We'll have more on this story as it develops. For the latest in pop culture, visit project-nerd.com. And don't forget to check out the Project Nerd Podcast Network. We have something for everyone on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Find more online at project-nerd.com. With your Project Nerd News Break for Friday, April 9th, I'm Justin Howard.